bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's spooky season, and that means kids all over Wisconsin are trick-or-treating. Lisa Hale has some safety information for families.
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times, and as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Both teams with records of 2-1. The Bucks coming off a loss on the road to Cleveland. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think it says a lot. The Cavs had the best record last year. They're one of the best teams in the East. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing is given. They have to prove themselves.
Baseball. Game 3 of the World Series lasted 18 innings. The most since the World Series in 2018 when Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th to lead the Dodgers to a win over the Red Sox. Last night, it was Freeman again, this time against the Blue Jays on Fox Sports.
Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero and a Game 3 classic.
The Dodgers winning 6-5. Game 4 is tonight in L.A. The Dodgers up 2-1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clements daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy, the investigative reporter, Guardian, New York Times author, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, his new film, All Washed Away, about Katrina 20 years later and Kerr County, Texas flood and Trump's plan to shut down FEMA in December. Available over at Greg's Substack, Greg Palast's Substack, and his website. And you can watch it on YouTube. You can also watch his film, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen, narrated by Rosaria Dawson, produced by Martin Sheen, in the above places. GregPalast.com, GregPalast.BlueSky.Social, and Greg_Palast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be with you, Tom.
Great to have you. We just blew up apparently four more or a couple more alleged drug boats off the coast of either Colombia or Venezuela. I'm not sure which. Seeing the reports on MSNBC. You knew Hugo Chavez and you knew President Maduro.
Yes.
Of Venezuela.
Yes.
And also we're seeing reports, by the way, that Maduro is saying that he just foiled a false flag attack that the CIA, a CIA-funded criminal cell, was going to attack the USS Gravely, or Gravely, a naval destroyer that's in Trinidad. He says this is just like this. He says it's the same imperial script as the main ship. You know, remember the main World War, the Spanish-American War, and the Gulf of Tonkin, fabricating
Gulf
a conflict.
Gulf of Tonkin, yes, exactly.
So where what's going on here? What's the deal with us in Venezuela?
Okay. And by the way, if you go to my Substack today, you'll see my story about Venezuela. And I also have another film to watch, The Assassination of Hugo Chavez. He wasn't actually killed, just so you know, which you can download for free again or watch at GregPalast.com or
okay.
YouTube. The Assassination
of Chavez. Sorry to interrupt but your audio is really funky right now. And it wasn't just a few minutes ago when Sean tested with you.
Okay, how about this? Is this better? Sorry.
Well, just keep on going. It sounds the same, but yeah, go ahead.
All right. I'm sorry about that. Okay. I don't know what's going on here. Let me just see. Sorry. Okay. Now, if three things you have to know about Venezuela. They have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. Second, they have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. And third, they have the largest reserves of oil on the planet. According to OPEC, it's literally they have four times as much oil as Saudi Arabia. So let me tell you something. If Venezuela's main export were broccoli, we wouldn't be blowing up boats and talking about removing their president. Okay? That's pretty simple. And so, yes, I was a BBC television reporter assigned to cover Venezuela and, by the way, and Trinidad. And these boats that they were blowing up, even little Marco Rubio said that the boats were headed from Venezuela to Trinidad, which is only 7 miles across the water. It's like here in L.A., we go to Catalina. These are commuters, workers, and the people that we've been able to identify are absolutely not drug dealers. When have you ever seen a U.S. prosecutor grab a drug boat and not show you the drugs, not give you the names of the drug dealers, not show you the guns and the weapons, because these are literally just commuters between Trinidad and Venezuela. Yes, they got a couple of real drug boats, no question, but those are coming out of Venezuela up the Pacific coast. Venezuela does not have any seafront on the Pacific Ocean, only the Caribbean. But it's all about this oil. Chevron is dying to get its hands on the oil. They're there, and Trump has said unless there's a regime change, they will not be allowed to take their oil out of Venezuela. Exxon wants oil back. They left the country. So it's about, guess what? It's about the oil. And, you know, that's what it's about.
Do you think Maduro's charge that the CIA was plotting a false flag attack on one of the destroyers, the U.S. destroyers in the region?
I understand. This is our fourth attempt to remove the elected government of Venezuela. Remember, the U.S. was behind or supported the kidnapping of Hugo Chavez in 2002, which the U.S. government thought if we kidnapped Chavez, the people would rise up against him. They'd be so happy that this dictator was gone. In fact, it was like the Bay of Pigs. We literally had a couple hundred thousand people surround the coup plotters in the presidential palace. And I talked with Chavez actually through his people while he was kidnapped.
Louise and I were there the day that happened.
Yes.
Louise and I were in Venezuela, in Caracas. We were actually on a cruise ship, and it docked there. The day that happened, just total coincidence. Anyhow, back to you.
So what's happened is we keep now. One thing to understand: Hugo Chavez, despite what the U.S. State Department said, was incredibly popular. I actually was also not only was I basically a friend of Hugo Chavez. I tend not to be friends of politicians, but I was also close with Maduro, the current president. And I got to tell you, Chavez was very popular. He was elected by landslides. I don't care what the State Department said, but I got to tell you, I'm sorry, my progressive friends, Maduro stole the last election. He won his first two, but the last one he did lose. He won't leave office. He, my good friend, has become a dictator. Now, he visited me in New York, but a dictator's a dictator. I don't care, you know, that, and I have to say so. But we're not talking, you know, if you're talking about removing dictators who are moving drugs, according to the latest New Yorker investigation, the big drug cartel running coke into the United States is based in Abu Dhabi. Remember, that's, you know, these, we're talking about the Emirates, which gave $2 billion to Trump buying his coins. They gave him a 747, not to the U.S. government, but personally to Donald Trump. And so they're not being overthrown.
Well, wait a second. How does Qatar provide drugs to the United States? They're in the Middle East.
It's the Kinahan organized drug gang, which is so if you read the United Nations World Drug Report, they say Venezuela is just not a source of production or distribution of drugs, because obviously they're on the Caribbean. There's no way that an intelligent drug dealer is going to involve the Venezuelan government in this type of activity. Mm-hmm. So the Kinahan organized drug cartel is run out of Abu Dhabi. You know, read the latest New Yorker. And but not Chavez or Maduro. So the question is, do we want to remove a head of state by bullets or by ballots? And that's what I think we need. We need to work on that issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what do we do with this, Greg? I mean, I get it that, you know, it seems like there's two separate issues here. Number one is that Donald Trump killing these people in these boats, these people who are commuting back and forth between Trinidad and Venezuela, the 7-mile stretch of water there. You know, that is a crime. That is murder on the high seas. As the president of Pinto, I think his name is, or Pina, the president of Colombia.
Pedro, yes.
Thank you. But yeah, has pointed out. So you've got that.
And by the way, the government of Trinidad and the president of Trinidad, by the way, is a big Trump fan.
Yeah.
But she said, you killed two of our citizens, six kids who are just commuting to work from Venezuela.
Right.
And that's a real close Trump ally.
And we had their names for like that was like a 3-hour story here in the American media.
Yeah. I'm looking for their names, but it's one Indian descent kid, because that's typical in Trinidad, and an African and a Trinidadian African. And they were just, you know, these are kids who were killed because they were commuting to work. But the key thing, again, is the attempt to seize oil. And I should say, by the way, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Trump administration, on background to the journal, was very direct. We're either going to kidnap or kill Maduro. We're going to change their president. The problem is we could end up with another Bay of Pigs like we did in 2002. In Venezuela, or like as we did in Cuba, where Venezuelans may not like Maduro right now because the economy is devastated by the U.S. embargo, which doesn't allow their oil out and doesn't allow oil equipment in to keep the oil flowing. They're down to 700,000 barrels a day of production versus the 2.4 million barrels a day they used to have. Now, why do we care? Because that's about I'm an energy economist by training and statistician, and I can tell you it's roughly between 50 cents and a dollar added to the pump price of our gas. So we have done that by creating an embargo on Venezuela, where we've lost 2 million barrels a day of potential production into the world supply. This is serious stuff. So I think that Trump's idea is that we'll get a hold of the oil. The price of gasoline will come down, and he'll be reelected to his third term.
I understand that, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, that the only major refinery in the United States that can refine this heavy kind of tar-like oil that comes out of Venezuela is owned by the Koch family, Charles Koch and his family.
Well, yes.
If that's true, why is he not leaning on Trump, or is he leaning on Trump? I mean, does that play a role in this?
I've been following the Kochs for a while. Obviously, they would do very, very well if we got a hold of that oil, because they took over the Sun Oil refineries on the Texas coast, which were specifically designed just to refine Venezuelan super heavy oil. It's really gunky stuff, and only a few refineries can do it. Also, a couple Citgo refineries, which were owned by the government of Venezuela. The U.S. government actually seized Citgo refineries and gave it to this guy, Juan Guaido, a white guy who was living in Washington that we tried to foist on Venezuela as president. In the end, he never ran, because you have to understand it's a black and Indian mestizo nation. And until Chavez, they never had one of their own. It was always a white president. So they're not going to go back to an apartheid system. But again, Maduro isn't popular. Because of the embargo. And imagine, by the way, if Texas were told you can't sell your oil outside of Texas, you can't get any supplies.
Greg Abbott would melt down. Yeah, I get it. Greg, so, you always bring the goods. Thank you so much for illuminating this issue for us. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Tom. Thank you.
And if you stick around for about 5 minutes, you'll hear your little song there. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sing along.
There you go. 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Get the drill out of my face. Hey, no one wants to get their teeth drilled at the dentist, right? That's why I stopped. This is Dr. Chris Kammer from Victorious Dental. When you can heal cavities with brush-on medicine, why would you ever want to amputate tooth structure with a dental drill? There are no dental drills at Victorious Dental, and no shots either. Don't need them. For a kinder, more humane healing experience at the dentist, reach out to Victorious Dental at thedrillisgone.com.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. Although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Will Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you don't want to miss this. Save up to 40% on everything during the fall sale at CB Distillery. If you're tired of tossing and turning at night, feeling stressed, or dealing with aches and pains, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. People everywhere are turning to CBD because, hey, it works. Listen to this. Over 90% of customers say they sleep better with CBD. That's huge. And CB Distillery has natural solutions for just about everything. Better sleep, mood, focus, pain relief after workouts, even CBD for pets. And it's all made with clean, high-quality ingredients. My favorites are the sleep gummies. They really work for me. Look, if you've been waiting for the perfect time to try CBD, this is it. Stock up and save up to 40% on everything. Just head over to CBDistillery.com and use my promo code VIP when you check out. That's CBDistillery.com, and the code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Save up to 40% on everything. Go over to CBDistillery.com and use that code VIP. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
They said it was a fair fight, democracy at play. But behind the curtain, shadows stole the day. from the rose, voices erased, an election twisted, democracy disgraced. But Greg Palast hit the trail with truth as his guide, exposing the schemes they tried to hide. He followed the balance, the games they spun, proving one clear fact: Trump lost suppression. Suppression as their claim to
there
fame.
You go. 25 minutes past the hour. Is corruption the new American dream? A nation built on the gospel of the grift? This is the op-ed that I published at Hartman Report yesterday. And, you know, the point of it is that if you look at, and the UN has these statistics, the World Bank has these statistics. If you look at the economy of Russia, about a quarter, somewhere between 20% and 25% of the total economic activity of that country has been basically seized by Putin and oligarchs close to Putin. And an awful lot of it is being skimmed off the top. Same thing with Hungary. With Hungary, it's 15% to 20%. And that's the model that the Heritage Foundation apparently is using with Project 2025, and that Donald Trump is certainly using with his administration, where there's a reason why all these CEOs, one after another, walked up to Donald Trump and handed him, here's Tim Cook. Oh, may I please give you this piece of gold, Mr. Trump? Please do away with our tariffs. Oh, yes, of course, I'll do that for you. No problem. Here's a $16 billion tax break for you, son. Just give me another gold, this is nuts. And this is America right now, where we've got a president who's demanding tribute. You got a foreign dictator giving him a $400 million jet, and now we're spending $1 billion to outfit it so that when he leaves office, he'll have his own fancy little 747. I mean, you know, nice work if you can get it. But we all pay for this. This kind of corruption destroys economies. It doesn't just, it destroys faith in democracy, of course. But it's not just that, it also ruins economies. Another aspect of it is, Trump putting up with monopoly, the growth of monopolies, which again destroys economies and makes it harder for small business people. We got to stop this stuff. We got to clean this government up.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. Ha! He has filled it with his people. We'll be right back. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stock with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it. and is licensed in all 50 states as well. So it took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Although right now China has not bought any soybeans, even though there are talks about it, there may be an upside in another commodity. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to tell us why wheat may be coming up big shortly. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
Nitrogen is one of your biggest input investments, so protect it with Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Anvil delivers 310% more active ingredient than leading competitors, while Super U provides complete protection against volatilization, denitrification, and leaching. Don't risk your yield with diluted products. Choose proven active ingredient loads for proven nitrogen protection and maximized nitrogen availability. Ask your retailer for Anvil and Super U for you this fall.
Now here's John Heinberg telling us about the possibility of our wheat going to China.
That's the buzzword in this thing. It's just still framework. There's not a finalized deal there. There's still a lot of little pieces that are coming together, but it still sounds like it's going to be that way. You know, obviously the market's been so focused on soybeans in terms of the news media and the negative push against on the soybean side of it because of the tariffs, a lack of sales. But, you know, this trade deal there does open up a whole bunch of other things. That's why the wheat market's taken off a little bit. China was already rumored to be thinking about some wheat due to some heavy wetness conditions in their wheat planting areas that they, you know, may be looking for supplies there.
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how those markets are moving midday on this Tuesday. It looks like the grain markets are still feeling the power of optimism behind the trade talks with China, as cash new crop corn is up 6 3/4 at 435.5, and cash new crop soybeans are up 20 cents at 1087.25. December wheat is up 6 3/4 at 532 3/4, with July new crop 2026 wheat up 7 cents at 571.5. Class 3 milk is seeing losses, though, with November contracts down 10 cents at 1779 hundredweight and December contracts down 15 cents at 1721 hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
So much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations! You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence.
If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and start giving them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM or text THOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out, or text TOM to 511-511 to save over 24% off the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
They built their tower out of fear and gold, sold out the truth for the lies they told. The flags still wave, but the stars don't gleam. There's blood in the gears of the old machine. Is corruption the American dream? Where money's a god and power redeems. The deal goes down while the people sleep. Freedom don't come cheap.
Six minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Think ICE is bad now? Wait until the Customs and Border Patrol takes over. CBP. This Garrett Graff wrote this piece for doomsdayscenario.co. And he talks about how back in 2014, he did an in-depth article titled The Green Monster. He says, I interviewed every single one of the people who served as commissioners of Customs and Border Protection for a 2014 piece called The Green Monster. The Border Patrol at the time was the most deadly federal law enforcement agency in the country. People shot in the back, unarmed, or across the border in Mexico. The Border Patrol has a much longer, darker, and more militaristic history than the still new ICE. And he points out that this is important because the basically there's a power struggle going on inside the DHS right now between ICE and CBP. And Corey Lewandowski, who is Kristi Noem's alleged boyfriend, the two are flying around the country in her brand new private jets having an affair, apparently. And Greg Bovino, this Border Patrol executive who is in court right now or was earlier today in Chicago, apparently in, you know, for violating court orders, like throwing a tear gas canister at some protesters against a court order. That they want Bovino, they want CPB, he's Customs and Border Patrol, CPB. They want CPB to take control of ICE because ICE isn't being aggressive enough. I mean, this is, you know, and this guy, Bovino, he's like the Ernst Röhm of our time, you know, at least according to Garrett Graff, according to this article. And according to Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois, he said, quote, Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, Kristi Noem, Tom Homan, and Greg Bovino have failed their oaths of office and allowed agents under their command to act unconscionably under the color of law. They have given the impression that their actions are immune from investigation or accountability. They are not. He has formed a commission to document the abuses of this bunch. And now he's, you know, Bovino, he's the guy who quote, next, Bovino was the force behind the controversial military-backed show of force by the Border Patrol in L.A.'s MacArthur Park. Agents on horseback marched through the park where kids were playing soccer. Better get used to this now because this is going to be normal very soon, Bovino told Fox News. And now he's up, you know, front and center with Chicago. So it's getting wild out there. It's getting absolutely wild. Back to your calls here. Allie in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Hey, Allie, what's up?
Tom, I'm so happy to talk to you. I've been listening since the Air America days.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I learned something every day. I'm reporting in. You know how you were talking about the big raise in health insurance?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our great governor, J.B. Pritzker, now we are not going to be on healthcare.gov in Illinois. They've created our own marketplace, Get Covered Illinois.
Oh, really?
And as of yesterday, yes.
This is brand new?
Yeah, and I'm sorry?
Is this brand new?
It is brand new, and I'm not completely sure the reason, but I know that Governor Pritzker has wanted to kind of shield us from some of the worst of stuff. But yesterday, you can't enroll officially till November 1st, but yesterday we were able to get on and compare plans and see what things were cost. Mm-hmm. Now, I signed up for the Affordable Care Act the day it started. Mm-hmm. But as you know, death by 1,000 cuts, price keeps going up. My current premium has been, on a silver plan, $470 a month. Mm-hmm. And that's with the good subsidies. Mm-hmm. So now I go in and I can't look at the HSA plans because they all have super high deductibles, really, really high out of pocket. So mine has been a very good plan, $200 deductible and $900 out of pocket max. I mean, that's okay.
You could deal with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But now here I was able to go through and just kind of press the buttons to see, kind of as if you were checking out. My monthly premium before any tax credit would have been $1,954.
Wow.
And I'm actually...
That's a quadrupling of your price.
Yes. Then they show, monthly tax credit. I'm actually able to get a little more next year, supposedly, allegedly. We'll see. I doubt it. Of $800-something. I would still, with a subsidy, be asked to pay $1,100 a month. I can't do it. I'm not quite sure why that is doing that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the insurance companies raise the prices because they assume we're not getting the subsidy.
Well, they're raising the prices also because their executives are not happy with, $2, $3, $5, $10 million paychecks. They want $15, $20, $25 million paychecks. After all, the first CEO of UnitedHealthcare walked away with $1.6 billion. And the current CEO has $500 million.
Yeah.
So it's not just a Rolls Royce; it's a new chalet in Switzerland. These guys are fabulously rich, and they're buying back their own stocks and things like this. So, it's a ripoff. This is why it was so unfortunate that when Obama wanted to do a national health care plan, he chose the plan that the Heritage Foundation had put together for Ronald Reagan back in the day that Reagan just never did, which was what we call Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It was entirely based on for-profit health insurance companies. And he was one vote away from, and if he had fought for it, he would have gotten a public option. In other words, you could buy Medicare at any age as an alternative. And, he caved in because of Joe Lieberman, if you'll recall, who was from Connecticut and was heavily funded by the insurance industry. Yeah, bought off Joe Lieberman. It's really tragic, but, here we are. So
it is very tragic, and they do say, now I'm going to have to go to Medicaid.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, in Illinois, you have quite a few options, quite a few plans. One of them is called Blue Cross Community Plan. Interestingly, that will cover more than my current insurance.
And that's not via the ACA. That's just buying
and
it from Blue Cross.
That's not via the ACA. That's just one of the health choice, if you go, I don't have the exact website, Health Choices of Illinois.
Yeah.
And I looked at all of my doctors and even the medications I take.
That's
amazing. Of course, we don't know if that rug's going to get pulled out from underneath.
Yeah. No, hang on. Eventually it will. I mean, we've had Blue Cross
in 2027.
For years here, for my staff, we provide health insurance. And boy, the prices have exploded over the last 8 or 9 years. I mean, it's just because we've been doing it for 20 years. It's just shocking what's happened. Allie, I got to run. I'm sorry. I got to move along. But thank you for the call and thanks for the update. I appreciate it. Hills in Ventura, California. Hey, Hills, what's up?
Good morning. I'm listening on KPFK LA. Excellent.
Thank
radio.
You.
I'm wondering what you think about the idea that struck me and at a frustration with the Supreme Court and, you know, Citizens United, et cetera, that you've educated us on. Maybe the next big demonstration should be on the steps of the Supreme Court.
Mm. That makes a lot of sense. I think that at least some, you know, I think that Thomas and Alito are just, you know, bought off corrupt hacks. And Alito may even be a pro-Nazi hack. But I think that, you know, Kavanaugh certainly hates Democrats after what he was put through in his hearings. He swore vengeance. But I think Amy Coney Barrett and maybe Neil Gorsuch, of course, you know, he felt like his mother was persecuted by Democrats. But I think that the ones who aren't just partisan hacks are actually afraid of Donald Trump. And I think it would be better if they realized how hostile public opinion is toward their behavior. Not that I want any kind of physical threat against them, but they really need to know. This is one third of our government. This is the third branch of government. They really need to know that people are not happy with them. Hills, thanks for the call. Great suggestion. And thanks for listening on KPFK. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And FYI, for those of you who might just be hitting 65 or whatever, Medicare Advantage plans are a ripoff. Be very, very careful when these things come on your TV. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
No fear here. Just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this looks easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing like the perfect bra fitting. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert bra fit specialists offer one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. Allure is here for real life, where confidence always comes first. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and bra fittings that flatter at every angle. Visit their new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison, or visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read, could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, at getnativepath.com/Hartman. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
In the golden it's Halloween. Tower, high above the fear, Count Magala whispers in your ear. He drinks from headlines, feeds on fame. No mirror shows his shame.
He sleeps in silk and tweets all night. The truth turns pale beneath his bite.
Count Magala's biting facts tonight. Sucking logic out of
the light, he bans the books.
Magula.
Reflections.
Oh, what a week. They're going to force me to wear a costume, too, on Friday, I understand. Jude in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Hey, Jude, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling about the cell phones as spies. Mm-hmm. I, too, watched Rachel Maddow, and I was petrified after, as I was listening. And so my question is that I want to pose to you and your and everybody who's listening is, what can we possibly do? Can we turn off our phones? Will that stop them? Or do we get burner phones? And I'm not just talking when we go to demonstrations and protests. She was making it clear in our homes. I'm on all kinds of Democratic lists. I mean, you know, they know, you know, my name shows up everywhere. And so, you know, they can turn on my microphone. They can turn on the camera. They know my location. And I just wonder, rather than feeling so helpless with this thing in my hand and in my pocket, what can we do? Should we get burner phones? Should we get a Should we find a new network? I don't
know. Jude, as far as I, if, first of all, you know, if you're not breaking the law, generally speaking. I'm reluctant to say that just that glibly because the other point Rachel made last night, which is the point that Stalin's chief of his secret police, I forget his name now, used to say, you know, he'd say, show me the man, I'll show you the crime.
Exactly.
You know, pretty much everybody has done something wrong that, or something that's close enough to wrong that it could be exploded into. Yeah, I mean, you know, look at what they're going after you know, Comey and Letitia James and stuff for, you know, check the wrong box on a mortgage application. You know, we're all vulnerable. There's nobody who is not vulnerable. But that said, I think the solution is to elect Democrats. I mean, Joe Biden outlawed this software and Donald Trump authorized it for ICE. That should tell you the whole thing. I mean, this is a political problem. The software's not going to go away. It's been around for a long time. And by the way, it's not the only piece of spyware out there that can be used like this, you know, at a government level. Pegasus is probably the most famous. But they're also using, what do they call it? Stingrays. These are devices that appear to be a cell tower. They transmit on the same frequencies as cell towers. They use all the protocols of cell towers. And they pass through internet data and telephone calls. So if your phone is in the vicinity.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job? And how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. I mean, the metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei.